brain, if you exercise a part of the brain, then that part of the brain begins to enlarge. Now, I wish your actual muscles enlarged at the rate that the brain does. I mean, can you imagine working out for a week and your muscles increase in size by 30 to 40 fold? You'd be dragging your arms on the floor. We'd all look like the Incredible Hulk after a fortnight of training. But really, inside the brain, that's what's going on, is we're having this substantial enlargement of the area of the brain when we're moving a finger muscle. But here's where it gets really incredible, because another group of volunteers did the same thing, but not in front of a piano. Instead of playing the notes with their fingers, they played the notes in their mind. So they had to, in their mind, go plonk, 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 over and over and over again, and try to imagine the sounds again for 2 hours straight on 5 consecutive days. And by the fifth day, looking at the brain using transcranial magnetic stimulation, the same areas of the brain had also massively increased in size. And looking at both transcranial magnetic stimulation slides, you couldn't even tell the difference between who had actually played the notes and who'd just done it in their mind. They looked exactly the same. In other words, a thought of plonk, 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 a thought had caused substantial structural changes to the brain. And it goes even further than affecting the brain, a thought, or a repetition of thoughts, because one of the questions many scientists have had around this area is, now if a person was playing a piano series of notes, their finger muscles would become stronger. But what if a person was doing it in their mind? Would their muscles become stronger? Several experiments have been done around this area. Instead of playing piano with 5 fingers, imagine just flexing one finger back and forward. And a typical experiment had volunteers doing this just with a little finger for 15 minutes, 5 days a week for 12 weeks, right? 15 minutes a day, 5 days a week for 12 weeks. At the start and at the end, the strength of their finger was tested with a wee set of weights. And it turned out after the 12 weeks, the finger muscle had become a full 53% stronger. And that's fair enough, because you're exercising your muscle. But you can imagine now what the next group of volunteers had to do. They had to just imagine flexing their finger muscles. Again, 15 minutes a day, 5 days a week for 12 weeks. But at the end of that time, their finger muscles had become 35% stronger and hadn't even lifted a finger. So see if you couldn't be bothered going to the gym. You just lie in your bed. Imagine you're on the treadmill or the cross trainer or lifting those weights. And you know, it sounds like a way out there concept, but that actually works. That's a scientific fact. And you find that few people realise that, because we don't do the mental work that you have to do. I mean, if you were going to do a 30-minute session in the gym, to get some of the same effect, you would have to do a 30-minute session in your mind. So you might as well just go to the gym. But the point is, lots of top athletes know this, and they use that technique.